Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number three here, the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle, coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is Ask Greg. We're getting to your Penn State football recruiting questions, off-season, spring. If you don't know by now, fire off some questions. Use the Keystone Sports app. There's an Ask Greg button there. All you got to do is download the app and fire away. It's quick and easy. It takes about 2 seconds to do. Winning question each and every week here gets a KSN polo shirt, so there's plenty of incentive to do that too. Also, if there's ever any topic that you want to hear more about beyond just the two-minute response in this segment, we're all ears there too. I think we're always looking to find out what's important to you guys. And, you know, it happens through Ask Greg, but, you know, to get our kind of finger on the pulse of Penn State fans here, especially as we get into some recruiting stuff and we get into spring practice and the off season and previews and all that. We're always anxious to hear from you guys. But we've got some good questions coming to you, this week that, Greg will listen to, respond to, and then he'll judge which one so happens to be the best question. Are you ready, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an appropriate question given the sentiment. We've talked about this a couple times this week, but hey, Greg, this is Bill from Philadelphia. Last week, Nate Bruce needed to be talked into keeping his commitment, and just this past weekend, Penn State lost Nick Elksness, the three-star tight end from Florida. There has to be some concern that it is March, and a team coming off an 11-win season only has two commits. What is your level of concern?
No, zero at this point. Look, I get it. We spent some time both in this show and in the one earlier this week. Where can people find those, Dustin? KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Or if you download the Keystone Sports app from your app store.
I like to do that every now and again, just to throw a random plug in, just to see if you're paying attention.
Usually I'm not. But
no, I understand.
As soon as you start talking, I'm out, man. No offense.
So we're on the same page there. So you look at, you look at some of the things we've discussed, and the February dead period is part of the problem. Again, it kind of kills your momentum anyway. And then when you lose as many coaches as Penn State did right before that time, it really hurt things. And combine that with the fact that you don't have much tape, really any tape, frankly, to show the recruits on offense about what your new offense is going to look like. And of course, players on that side of the ball don't want to commit to you. And then defensively, all the top targets are still on the board, but it's a lot of guys who want to take visits. And oh, by the way, they can't yet start taking those official visits. So I won't even call it like slight concern at this moment in time. It is what it is. Yeah, Ohio State has 10 commits. I understand. Florida has 13. Like, I do. Clemson, 9. Notre Dame, 8. Like, I get it. You know, there are teams out there with a much better situation than Penn State. But, again, until they start losing out on a number of guys that are already on the board and are committed, I just don't think it's time to panic. I really don't.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, as you look at the board and are still your top guys are still on it, as long as that's the case, then you have some time and some opportunities to make up some ground. And I think the spring visits will be a big deal. You can get guys in there, have them experience the new culture, get to know their new potential position coaches better. There's a long way to go. And I think Penn State, their recruiting calendar since James Franklin got here, it's been different every year. They've gotten hot at different stages of the cycle, and the recruiting calendar is different now. And I just think that it's a means to an end. It was just something that they were going to have to work through. Anytime that your staff turns over a little bit, you know, like a kid from Florida committing, you know, to a year and a half before he can actually sign his paperwork. Right. That's just a situation where, you know, Penn State took the commitment, but those are always high risk commitments.
I would say you're more likely to lose those than you are to, you know, I hate to say it, but if you're going to get a kid from Florida or Texas or California, you'd almost rather have the stress that comes with waiting until the December signing day to get him. But I think you'd rather do that than get him in July of 2019 when he can't sign until at the first opportunity, December of 2020. It just, it puts you in position to have the schools closer to home really make a push at some point, and for Penn State, that some point is now, as it relates to Nick Elkins.
This is a good follow-up question that Matt from Bloomsburg, given the mediocre to dismal performance of Miami and Florida State lately, will we see an even greater recruiting focus on the Sunshine State? Also, how does Jaywon Sider convince these Florida kids to endure the Pennsylvania winters? Now, Pennsylvania winters, when there's an average temperature of like 50 degrees, aren't that bad.
I was going to say, this past winter has been a pretty good recruiting tool, I would assume.
I'm not worried about the future of the planet here. I'm worried about getting recruits from Florida.
Right.
Let's focus on what matters
important,
here, Greg.
Correct, yeah. When you look at it, I was startled the other day. I knew that it was fairly disproportionate, but I was clicking around the 247 Sports offer tracker. And Dustin, they have 50 Florida offers tracked from Penn State so far in the cycle. What do you think the next most populous state for offers is?
Well,
any guesses?
Is it not Pennsylvania?
It is not. It is Maryland with 16. And then North Carolina 15 and Pennsylvania 14. Texas 14 as well. Michigan at 13 rounds out the top six. So I was pretty impressed by that. I knew Jaywon Sider had really put an emphasis on that state. And I knew that Taylor Stubblefield had some connections from his time at Miami that he was able to pick out some offers from. So I knew that they would be a little bit more active there than in the past. But I didn't really – it was striking, really, to look at that and to see how many guys that they were chasing after down there. So I do expect Florida will continue to be a major focus, and I do think that their goal will be to get a few players out of there every single year and then see what happens.
So, Florida kids, I don't know. I mean, if you live in a warm weather state and you are faced with, you know, state college weather, and state college is like, it's almost like it's like a snow globe. Like it's the whole world can be sunny and bright around, but somehow state college is still gray and overcast.
Right.
I don't really know what the science of that is, but that's just, I do think to piggyback on this, it's even more impressive that Jaywon Sider is getting these Florida guys up there. A lot of the Florida guys are
I didn't even answer that part
of
the question.
In his position room, but
yeah. But I mean, honestly, he had a great quote, and I don't have it in front of me, and there's no chance I'm going to find it by the time this segment ends, but he had a great quote, something to the effect of like, you know, man, there's weather problems everywhere. You know, he's like, some states have this, some states have that. Yeah, we have cold winters, but, you know, it's not like we're the only place on earth that has winter weather issues to deal with, whether it be hurricanes, tornadoes, too hot summers, you know, whatever. So, I mean, some of these guys, they do come up and they're just like, this is not for me. And that's the ones that especially visit, you know, for maybe an October game or a November game. Some of them just come and I'm sure they're just thinking to themselves, there's no way that this is going to work out. But a lot of the times, kids can overlook that because they like who they're going to play for or the offense that the school is offering. And, you know, you can always put an extra layer on if you're a little bit cold.
There you go. Greg, speaking practicality. This is Ask Greg here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, taking your Penn State football and recruiting questions. We have some questions that, you know, frankly, we just didn't get to enough of them over the past few weeks or whatever. And we're trying to get to more and more of them now as we get into the offseason. This one from Mike from New Jersey. What's the story with Nick Tarburton? I don't know when this question came through, but like, we didn't see much of Nick Tarburton in 2019. We don't know what's next for him developmentally. And when a guy falls into that pattern, there's some position transition and that kind of thing happening with him. So when a guy falls into that, like, it wasn't that long ago that like Lamont Wade or Garrett Taylor might be a better example, transitioning from cornerback to safety. He falls off the map for a year because he's learning a brand new position and trying to get a feel and trying to understand what his job responsibility is. He's not much of a factor for playing time because he doesn't know what's going on out there. So you forget about him. And when you forget about him, you start to write him off. And then suddenly he's back. He's a 2-year starter. He's a captain. He's all this thing. Could Nick Tarburton be in a similar position?
It's hard to say because we just haven't seen a lot of him. And I think that's the maybe concerning thing at this point, is that usually when guys are going to make a next big jump from maybe not being on the field as much or being down the depth chart, you can usually see it coming at some point. And we just don't have any evidence of that with Nick Tarburton right now. Now, depending on when you're listening to this, Dwight Gault may have already held his annual winter workout media session. Maybe it's taking place while you're listening to it, whatever. But – you know, we'll get into it some more later in the week next week. And one of the guys that I'm sure he'll be asking about is Nick Tarburton, because there just hasn't been much in a way of an update on him over the last couple of years. So I would say stay tuned on that front.
Yeah, we could start to hear from him, maybe make some move in the spring. We'll see. We'll get to one more question. Kyle from Newport. How are the regional recruiting areas selected? This is piggybacks off the other piggyback. For the coaching staff, does it always come naturally, like with Jaywon Sider and his relationships built in Florida, or do some of the coaches have to forge new relationships and network in an unfamiliar area of need, like Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Texas? How do those positions aside? I would say most of the time, geographically, where you're connected, there's a good chance that that's going to be your domain.
Correct, yeah. So you're going to always try and put guys in places where they've either had past success or can have future success. So, you know, when you look at Taylor Stubblefield, he's kind of been all over the place, a little bit in the South, a little bit in the West. So, I mean, you're going to try and tailor his recruiting territories to places he's been before and has had success in before. But, you know, you're going to have to give guys a part of Pennsylvania that maybe they haven't recruited in before, but that's okay. You walk around Penn State in a Penn, you walk around Pennsylvania in a Penn State logo, rather. You're going to have a pretty good time recruiting in this state no matter what. So guys don't have to worry about that. But, you know, if a guy has never recruited Colorado or California or Las Vegas or whatever before, you better have a good reason, be it a target you can't miss out on, you have to send the position coach or something like that. You better have a reason to send him to that area, because he's just not going to know anybody. And sure, you can walk into any school you want during this evaluation period and people set it up for you on the back end, or you set it up on the front end. I mean, it's not like you have to have a connection at every school to go into it, but you want guys who are known in an area, because not only are they going to have more success maybe finding those under the radar hidden gem types, they also are going to be able to have guys vouch for him and say, yeah, you want him in your school, he's a good coach, he's a good person to have your player, your kid, your whatever go play for. And so they definitely first and foremost want to make sure each guy gets a Pennsylvania area, like a region of Pennsylvania, if you will. And then also, you know, I think from there you really tailor it to what they know in the past and what they know best.
And I think to that point too, I think James Franklin, they're trying to get so that all their eggs aren't in one basket where they have backups and you know, you're not the only guy who recruits Florida. There might be somebody else on the staff who can jump in if they need to. Who had the best question this week?
Let's go with that last one there on the recruiting regions. Yeah, we get a lot of questions about that stuff.
And we got a question from Perry County. That one should go rewarded. Kyle from Newport asking about the recruiting territories on Penn State staff. Stay tuned, Kyle. We will be reaching out about that KSN polo. Thanks everybody else for your questions. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back, shift gears, Penn State wrestling with the postseason ahead of us. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The Blue White Game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, whatever you spend on the spring game can be used as a credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV. Enjoy 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467 for all the details.